אז מה?
בכבוד, 9:09.
כן, תתחיל.
9:09. You going Thursday night? With your permission. פרשת בעלותך. This is parasha, the Torah tells us that Am Yisrael complained to Moshe. And they told Moshe, remember the fish, remember this, the cucumbers, the squash, the onion, the garlic in Egypt. And now we have only man. And they said, we don't want man. Man in the morning, man in the evening, we want a piece of meat. Complain to Moshe Rabbeinu. And all of the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Acholim, they all ask, the man had taste anyway, whatever you wanted. So when you chew on the man, if you were thinking about meat, you had meat. If you were thinking about something else, you had something else. So why are you complaining? Anyway, the Gemara says the whole thing is just a hoax, just a lie, because they want meat. They have plenty of meat. What do you need meat for? Why are you complaining about meat? Those slaughters are meat that you have. Plenty of meat you took out of Egypt. You just got out of Egypt less than 2 years ago. Why are you complaining so much? But the Gemara says the whole thing is just complaining. Just where do you get this complaint from? Why are you complaining? What's the reason? And what happened now that you're complaining? This is not something that just happened now. It's 11 months already since they're at Har Sinai. We were at Har Sinai almost 11 months. Before Har Sinai, we got the man before Har Sinai already. There's nothing, no complaint. Everybody was very happy with the man. All of a sudden, they don't want the man. All of a sudden, they want fish, they want meat. What happened today that you're complaining so much? And the Torah says that Moshe was very, very upset about it. I says, what do you want? He says, listen, we fed up with this. We can't have man all the time. Oh, Rabbim say, listen, you know, it's after some time, it's already too much. Man in the morning, man in the afternoon, the Gemara says. People like variety of things. So maybe that's what it is. And even though Rabbim say that you taste any taste that you want while you were chewing on the man, but you like to see actually the food. And if you don't actually see the food, you don't have the same satisfaction. And since they didn't see it, they weren't satisfied. So therefore they want to see a piece of meat, and they want to eat a piece of meat, and then they have satisfaction. But somehow you say, well, what happened now? What happened all of a sudden now? Did they want this meat, this fish, cucumbers? Well, what you're missing right this minute that you're complaining so much? What happened now? And comes the Torah and describes. And Torah says, the man, Hashem said, the man looks very nice. It looks like a crystal, small things. Something that when the man came down, in Parashat B'Shalach, in Sefer Shmot, the Torah does not describe how the man looks like. The opposite, Am Yisrael came outside, and he came back, and he told Moshe, what is this thing? So Moshe said, this is a food from Hashem. Am Yisrael said, okay, we call it man, we don't know what it is. Here comes the Torah and says, why are you complaining? The man looks like something like a round crystal. And also the taste of it, says the Torah, it is like something is sucking oil. Sucking oil. And then the Torah continues that after they complain, all of a sudden, they sit down and started to cry. Says the Gemara, that Moshe asked them, what do you cry? So the Torah says they cried about that Moshe told them the laws that you cannot intermarry with some close relatives. You cannot marry your aunt. You cannot marry your sister. You cannot marry two sisters. It's ayot. So they're crying now. I said, what happened? No. What happened? You're crying about it. It's not now. It wasn't told you. It's today. It's halachot. Moshe already told you. We don't know exactly when. But after Moshe came from Har Sinai, before the Bid Mishkan, Moshe came down and said, listen, I just came from Har Sinai, and I studied with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those are the laws. Moshe told them laws. He told them, among the laws, you may not marry your aunt. You may not marry your sister. You may not marry two sisters. So, crying now. What happened? Are you crying about it? What happened now? And the Torah says that Hashem was upset, and Moshe is upset. And Moshe told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, look what they want, look what they want. They want food, I'm going to get them food, where should I get them food? Hashem said, what do you think, I can't get them? Moshe said, how are you going to get them? Where are you going to get them? How are you going to get so much food to them? They want a piece of meat, where are you going to fish? How are you going to get them fish? He says, Moshe, what do you mean, how? What do you mean, how are you going to get them? Moshe doesn't believe anymore. The greatest believer, the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the trusted slave, is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where are you planning to bring them meat? Where are you planning to bring them fish? He says, excuse me. And the Gemara says, my opinion, where it says in the Torah, Hashem answered Moshe, I had Hashem diktza, what do you think, I cannot do it? So what do you think? Moshe did not know Hashem can do such a thing. And then Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, I'm going to bring them. And the Torah says, some kind of birds flew in, and people ate it and died. Upon the warning of Hashem, the Torah says in the text, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell them, I'm going to bring them food. In the morning they have plenty of meat. Not going to be meat from animals, from birds. But it's going to be enough. We're talking about millions of Jews. Millions of Jews will have enough. The Gemara said, there were so many birds. This is the pile them up. Piles and piles all around the camp. Hashem brought so much. Hashem told Moshe, listen, you tell them they're going to eat, they're going to die. He says, this is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Melech HaRachamim. He says, listen, this is a legitimate complaint. You can't expect a person all the time to have the same food. Can't. I once heard that somebody came to work every day, he opened up the lunch, opened up and says, shh, again tuna fish. Again tuna fish. Again tuna fish. So one day, one of the workers told him, so why don't you tell your wife to give you something else? He said, well, I'm doing the lunch. She doesn't do the lunch. Doing his own lunch. He says, what do you want from the people? Hashem is Melech HaRachamim. You read the parasha, the Zohar says, don't think it's a history that it says in the Torah. But he said, Hashem is Melech HaRachamim. You call to your father, you tell your father, listen, I can't have tuna fish every day. I can't have tuna fish every day. He said, you know what? I'm going to give you something else, and you're going to choke on it, you're going to die. And Hashem told Moshe, go tell them that. I said, what do you want from them? What does Hashem want from them? They want kosher food. They're going to say the bracha on it. They just say, we need some variety. We complain because we would like to have a piece of steak. Okay, so somebody came from concentration camp. So he's not entitled to have a good food, to go to a restaurant to have a good food. I said, no, they're going to give you the same food now, all over now. I said, eventually you're going to have it 40 years now. So 40 years you can have all the time. Man, man, man. So they want something else. There's nothing wrong with this. The Torah says Hashem is upset. Moshe is upset. It's a dialogue between Hashem and Moshe. And Hashem is upset at Moshe. Moshe so-called is upset at himself. He tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kill me. I don't want to see that. You're going to say you're going to kill them? Kill me first. I said, what kind of a discussion is this? And Moshe also tells Hashem, am I like a nursing mother that, excuse me, talking to Hashem, you don't give Hashem examples. You want to tell Hashem something? Ask Hashem, please have mercy. Nothing. Moshe doesn't even ask mercy. Pray for them. After the golden calf, Moshe prayed for us. I just ask Hashem, please forgive them, please forgive them. Okay, so, why Hashem is upset? Forgive them, forget about it. Forgive it, forgive them. What do you want? Bring them, don't bring the meat. Don't bring those birds. Why Hashem is doing it? For what? What's the test here? You read the parasha? Amazing. Amazing. Come to Gemara and tell us a few statements about food. Gemara says a person, instead that he should pray, that the food should penetrate inside his stomach, he should pray that Torah should go and penetrate inside his stomach. Says me, excuse me. What do you mean Torah will go inside my stomach? What does that mean? As you can say, pray to Hashem, still pray in the morning, Torah says, the Torah should be alevavecha. Doesn't say in your stomach. Since when Torah goes into the stomach of a person? It goes to the brain of the person and to the heart of the person. Doesn't go to the stomach. Come to Gemara with a statement. Pray to Hashem that not the food should go into your stomach. The Torah should go into your stomach. What does it mean? Another statement says in Mishnah Pesach Amot that you must say the very Torah while you're eating. If you don't say, it's likewise you're eating dead food. Zivchemetim. Give me also another explanation, but that's one of the explanations. I'm eating a dead food. Excuse me. I say bracha. I wash my hands. It's 100% kosher. I checked it. I can say hey, after this bracha. Listen, if you don't say divrei Torah, you're eating dead food. What do you mean dead food? Mishnah Pirkei Avot. What does it mean? You better say divrei Torah. So what does it mean? What does it mean? The Torah itself, after the Torah and this parasha, compared the man to oil, sucking oil. In Parashat B'Shalach, actually, the man came the first time. Torah describes it, tzapichit b'dvash. It's like a Danish in honey. Actually, the Gemara says, well, depends on who. Some people, it's like honey, some people, it's like this. But Torah changed. When the man came the first day, Am Yisrael came outside, and Torah says, the soul of man said, what is this? Man. Hashem said, you know what the taste is? Honey. Well, what do you mean honey? Anyway, it's going to taste whatever you think. No. But the Torah says, the taste is honey. Whatever you're going to think, we'll see what it means. But if somebody asks you, what's the taste of that thing on the floor? Again, there's no description also. It doesn't say this is crystal. Doesn't say this is round. Torah says, man was honey. This is why Shai says, man is oil. As Zohar says, it's a change. Says the Zohar. Used to be honey, now it's no honey. Now it's oil. So what's the difference? Of course, honey is more tasty than oil. But what is really behind it? So says Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Rishonim, I said, you go buy honey in the store. So honey, of course, everybody knows it's being made by bees. How do you know that you don't have inside honey a lot of bees' feet? Yeah, so how do you have it? You don't see it? Okay. So it melted inside. So how do you have that? Maybe you have to go and sift honey. So the Shonim say, Ben Yonah, Sotri, Shulchan Aruch, the honey has a tremendous power that changes everything into honey. It's one of a kind. This is really the secret that Eretz Yisrael being described like honey. And the Torah, David HaMelech described like honey. I'm to keep it vash, we know it's of him. I'm going to say every Shabbat. I said, that's honey. The Torah says, you know, the man that came from Shamayim was honey. So, Chachamim say like this, Rabbi Chaim Vital, Aristotle explain something. Say, I want to explain to you something. Says the Torah, send this parashat Ekev. A person should know, Kilu ala lechem levado yechiya adam. You don't live on the bread. The Torah doesn't mean bread. The Torah says lechem. A few times it means just a feast, a meal. You don't live on the meal. It means if you think you're eating something, and that gives you the energy to continue in your life, you have a mistake. But that says levado. I just don't think that's by itself. But the Torah continues. Ki im al mutzapia fi Hashem yichya adam. On the words of Hashem, you are alive. Well, simple explanation means, don't think because if you eat, you're going to live. Hashem will decide if you're going to be alive. We're not going to be alive. Rabbi Chaim Vital said, no. It's a very deep Kavanah meaning over here. It says, when Hashem created the food, the first week of creation, Tuesday, the fruits and vegetables, eventually, Thursday and Friday, meat and fish, Hashem put His own energy inside. So when you eat something, you think because you ate it, you're full. And because you ate it, you got the vitamins from it. It's not what you think. Hashem writes in the Torah, it's me inside. I'm inside that. And therefore, when you eat it, you feel you're not hungry anymore. Not because your stomach is full? No. It's because you ate it. And really, the Gemara says, when we came out of Egypt, we took our leftover dough, and that leftover dough was sufficient for the next 61 meals. For 30 days, we didn't eat nothing. We took a crumb from the piece of dough, we ate it, it was enough. Gemara says, that's the biggest blessing for a person. Ochel me'at, eat less, and darch be'me'av. It says, you feel you're not hungry anymore. It's no mitzvah to consume food. It's no mitzvah. Not even on Shabbat. It's no mitzvah to consume. It means, if you like the food, and if you're hungry, eat it. Don't stuff yourself. But if you're full, you don't have to eat nothing. Since the Chachamim said, the Gemara said, one of the blessings that Hashem gave us, Parashat Bechukotai, I said, you eat a little bit, and you're not hungry anymore. How come? One of the curses is, V'achaltem lo tisba'u, you should eat, and eat, and eat, and I'm still hungry. Like he has a shalshur inside. Like he has some kind of a worm inside. The stomach is never going to be full. Says Rabbi Chaim Vital, you know Hashem, when He created on Tuesday the fruits and the vegetables, He injected inside so-called His own energy. And that carries you. That's what Torah says. Don't think because you have those food, you're not hungry anymore. Chachamim say, look, Hashem gave us man. The Torah tells you, everyone got the same exact size, amount of man. Doesn't matter how much you went outside and collected. Collect. The Torah says in the text, a little bit more, doesn't matter. You came home, you put it on the table on your plate, you collected too much, shrank. If you just collect a little bit, expand it. What you can eat? Omer Asirit HaEfah. Torah says every day, this is the amount everybody got. From Hashem, it doesn't matter. You went outside and you collected, you filled the bags. Doesn't matter. You came home, the whole thing shrank. You don't need it anymore. You don't need it. And so whatever you took, is going to shrink or to expand to that size, and that's going to be enough for you for the morning and the evening. And you're going to be full. You don't have to go shopping. You don't have to go find restaurants. Nothing. You're full. It's how come? Hashem made it on purpose to tell you that Hashem energy is inside. Say the Gemara, say Chachamim, look. When Am Yisrael crossed Yom Suf, they accepted HaKadosh Baruch Hu as their king. As well, 3 days later, we came to Marah, and we learned some mitzvot. Says the Gemara, Hashem was waiting for us to accept the Torah. Because now, so-called, the energy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, and injected His energy inside the world is going to vaporize. Gemara says, Eretz Yara V'Shakta, the Gemara says, Earth was shaking. If no one would have taken the Torah, Hashem would just let go of Earth and everything would be vaporized. And we saved the world by saying, Naseh V'Nishma. We said, everything with the Torah. The Goyim have to appreciate us. Because if we would not take the Torah, Hashem would just let go of the world. Not destroy, let go. And then everything would just become air. So what happened was, so-called, the words of Hashem that He injected in the atmosphere, in the world, that Hashem made sure is going to go on until we can get the Torah. I got the Torah, says the Gemara, it's a new thing now. It's a new phase. This is the phase of the Torah. Now Hashem injected everything into the world via the Torah. The Torah is so-called the pipe. So today, if you eat something, that's what it means. It says you shouldn't think the food is the one that gives you the energy. Is the food that funnels through the pipe, and that pipe is the Torah. So actually, Hashem, the Gemara says the Zohar, Hashem is so-called is part of the Torah, part of Am Yisrael. From now on, you get everything from the Torah. From the Gemara, says, look what happened. And Hashem gave us the man, and says, the man is like honey. What does it mean, like honey? It means the Torah is like honey. What does it mean? It means that now, when you eat the man and you put the man in your mouth, the energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so powerful that inside the honey, whatever you feel, whatever you want to think, you have it. But you really have honey. You have honey. That's what you want to think about now. Pizza? Okay, pizza. But really, Torah says, what you have inside your mouth, really? I have honey in my mouth. That is because the honey is so powerful that changes everything into honey. That's what Torah knows. That's the power of honey. That's what the doctor said. Honey is very powerful. Very powerful. Because the Shulchan Aruch says. So again, the whole time everything was fine. We had the man, he didn't complain, he went through. Why? You're happy. You don't want meat, you don't want chicken. Why? Because you have honey and you think about the chicken. You have chicken. Perfect. What happened all of a sudden? This is just something happened. What happened? You read the text. The Torah says, "Vayam ki metonim rav ozne Hashem." Says the Gemara in the text of the Torah, we were 11 months at Har Sinai. Moshe came to us and said, "Okay, we're going to Israel." So the Gemara says everybody packed up quickly the bags, and they said to each other, "Let's run away from here. We had enough Torah, we have enough halachot. We don't want it anymore." Enough. Let's run. Likewise, says the Gemara, if you see children running out of school with the bell rings, he had a hard time in school. Why? He had breakfast, he had lunch, good teachers, friends, you learn a little bit. The bell rings, everybody runs. I says, why are you running? What happened? What are you going to do at home? It's not going to do at home. It's the mentality. It's the mentality we got from our Sinai. That our fathers, when Moshe told them we're going to Israel, the bell rang. They all ran home and all packed up the bags quickly and said, "We leave. You don't want the Torah anymore." You don't want the Torah? I tell you what happened. Nah, the man doesn't taste like honey anymore. Torah says the Zohar changes into oil. Now you have oil in your mouth. Oil in your mouth? You had the man in the morning? Oh no. Where is the meat? Where is the beef? Where is the cucumbers? Where is the onion? What happened? So yesterday he didn't complain. No. Yesterday Hashem's energy was injected via the Torah that you learned in Sinai. Today you took off the yoke of the Torah. You ran away. You say, you don't want it. The Torah says, look what happened. The Torah says, look how it changes the way it looks like. Now it looks like crystal. Before it didn't look like crystal. Before, tasted something else. Look what happened. Now that's why they're complaining. So what happened? Says the Gemara, let me tell you something. I sit down to eat. Says the Gemara, what do you have in mind now? Says the Gemara says, I tell you what you should have in mind. You should have in mind, it's crucial. And it says, don't think you're having it because you're hungry or because you need to have energy. And it says, you're having it to get the energy of Hashem from inside it. But it says, until you pray to Hashem that the food should go to your stomach, pray that Torah will go for inside your stomach. What do you mean Torah will go in my stomach? Torah doesn't go to your stomach. Torah goes to my heart, to my brain. No, you don't understand. The Torah that's inside the food should go, like the honey. So you have to have Hashem's energy in your food. And as Chachamim said, as the Rambam and Chachamim Ezra said, all the sicknesses, all the problems is from the food. I said, why? Because when you sit down and eat, you have to have in mind, says the Gemara, that the Torah is the energy that goes inside the food. We got it at Har Sinai. Before Har Sinai, Hashem's word were inside the food. Says Rabbi Chaim Vital. And we got to Har Sinai, Hashem changed it. The energy of Hashem is not just because Hashem said. On creation, Hashem said, Tosei Aretz, earth should produce fruits, vegetables, earth should produce animals. Fish should come out. Okay. So the Gemara says, Hashem Bebemamaro, with the words of Hashem, Hashem created everything. But we got to Har Sinai, Hashem changed already. It says now it's via the Torah you get everything. Says the Gemara, look, when you eat, ask Hashem, listen, I want the food to go inside my stomach with Torah. Says the Gemara, look, this is the Mishnah. You don't speak Divrei Torah while you're eating, then the food is a dead food. What do you mean dead food? It's 100% kosher, the food. It's 100% kosher, the food. What do you mean dead food? Because if you don't say Divrei Torah, it means the food does not have the energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And that's what Rabbi Chaim Vital says. If it doesn't have the energy of Hashem, it doesn't give you life. You don't live on food. You live on the energy that's inside the food. And that energy today is the Torah. And that's what the Torah tells you. Since we ran away from Har Sinai, so the man doesn't taste anymore like honey. Now it does taste like oil. So it's not the same. So we went to Moshe. Moshe, what happened? We want fish. We want this. We want this. I said, what happened yesterday? You want it. Well, yesterday we had it because we were thinking. Because yesterday, they don't know why. So yesterday it tasted like honey. Today it tasted like oil. Why did the taste change? Because you ran away from Hashem. Because you ran away from Har Sinai. You should say, thank you very much. Moshe told them, we did the Mishkan over here. You saw the Shekhinah came. You saw fire came from Shamayim. Hashem here. I came down from Har Sinai. I brought the second tablets. I was teaching you Torah. We were here for 11 months. Time to go to Israel. Why are you running away from Har Sinai? Why are you running away from Hashem? That was a problem. And the Torah continues. That Moshe is very upset. Moshe is upset. What happened? You know what is upset? You're upset on the complaint. He's upset you ran away. Because you ran away. So that's what happened. So Moshe says to Hashem, listen. Where are you going to bring the food? How are you going to bring so much food? So what do you think? Moshe doesn't believe in Hashem? Moshe knows he can bring. But this will go forever. You bring the food, the moon's going to want something else. You bring the meat, now they're going to say, you want pizza. You want pizza? They say, they want rice. You want rice? You want ice cream? You want ice cream? You want chocolate pie? You want chocolate pie? You want cheesecake? It's going to be forever. What do you mean Hashem? That's what Moshe told Hashem. What are you planning to do with them? I said, what is the problem? You got to fix the root. The root is, the man changed it. Either Hashem should change back, but Hashem will not change it back because they ran away from the Torah. What are we going to do? So Moshe said, kill me, I don't want to see. Hashem said, listen, you go tell them this. What do you want to have? You want to have meat? I'll bring you meat. But I'm telling you now, you're going to choke on it. What are you? It's Hashem, God of mercy. Melech HaRachamim, why are you telling me this? No, that's what I'm telling you. That's the Mishnah says. If you don't eat with the energy of Hashem, you die. That's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. That's it. I want to kill them. I just want to tell you something. If you're hungry and you start coming out after the food, but you don't come after the food because you're just hungry. It's because no Divrei Torah. Because you ran away from Har Sinai. That's the problem. You ran away from Har Sinai, the man changed. The man changed, now you have desire for food. Listen, you're going to choke on that food. Because you need, says the Torah, not just food. You're alive because the food that you're eating has the energy of Hashem. Now, if you ran away from Hashem, it means Hashem will not put energy in the food if you don't want Hashem. Therefore, says Chacham Ibn Ezra, Rambam, all the sicknesses and bad sicknesses is from the food. What do you mean from the food? I am very healthy. I only buy special chickens, you know, from a farm. eggs from the farm, vegetable from the farm, goes to a special store, and the guy got sick. Yes, he died. He died. I said, Luz, I only eat this kind of vegetables. I don't eat stuff, not from the store. She didn't understand. So Muhammad said, you don't die from that. You don't die from the food. You die from the food that doesn't have Torah inside it. So Chachamim say, that's what the Mishnah Berakhiya Avot says, you must eat the Torah while you're eating. It's not because Hashem cares you say the Torah. Because if you don't say the Torah, then you're risking yourself. Now you have food without Torah. Especially if you don't believe in Torah. Especially if you don't want to learn Torah. Especially if you ran away from our Sinai. That's your problem, excuse me. That's what the Torah says. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell them they're going to choke on the meat. I said, why are they going to choke on the meat? Why? It's kosher meat. The Gemara says to slaughter it. The barbecue, they roasted it, they took the blood out, they checked it, it was kosher 100% glut. Hashem is going to kill them? Yeah, because food kills you without the energy of Hashem. If you eat without the energy of Hashem, as the Mishnah Berakhiya Avot says, kilo ochel zivchei metim, like you're eating dead food. Why? Because you don't speak the Torah? No. Because you don't speak the Torah, you're risking yourself. Because now the food might not have energy. If you speak the Torah, the Torah goes inside the food. And that's what the Gemara says, it goes inside your stomach. So the food with Torah, so the Gemara says, goes inside your stomach. And this was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wisdom in the beginning, he just gave us man in the desert. Hashem could have brought in the desert whatever he wanted. Hashem could have, like Hashem dropped man, Hashem could have dropped animals. The Gemara says, Chachamim used to, in the Sefer Yetzirah, Book of Creation, he used to make their own animals and eat them without even slaughtering them. You don't have to slaughter it. Since Hashem can bring, the Gemara says, sometimes wheat comes from Shamayim, the Gemara says. Hashem can bring anything. So why did Hashem bring man? Because man is Hashem's energy inside. As the Torah says, the man tasted like honey. Because honey translates any item that falls inside the honey into honey. And the Torah is called honey. It must not be to him. And that cell is called honey. I said, that's the power of the honey. So you want honey? Fine. But there's no more honey, right? There's no more honey. So make sure that the oil that you're having will have the Torah inside. But you don't have it. That's what the Torah says, the whole complaint. So maybe, that's not, I'm not so sure. Maybe in the beginning, you know, right where the man came, Hashem told Moshe, go to Aaron to take a jar, put some man inside. And he put it inside the Mishkan. Then it eventually was in Beit HaMikdash. I said, anybody about to see the man? I said, it's the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day that the man came down. They're going to have it now for 40 years, the man. What's the rush now to put it inside the Mishkan? The Gemara says that man is going to be shown by Meor Navi in the first Beit HaMikdash. To Am Yisrael, he said, listen, go learn Torah. And if you're asking how you're going to support yourself, look, this is the jar of the man. You see the man? Am Yisrael in the desert had man. Hashem will give you man. I said, listen, what do you need now? You don't need it now in the Mishkan. You need it in Beit HaMikdash, right? So, at the end of the journey, in 40 years, in 39 years from now, you take it like mud, put it in the jar, put it inside. Why did they carry now for 39 years the jar? I said, listen, I'll tell you why. Because now the man is honey. Now the man is honey. So therefore, Hashem told Moshe, today, take this man right away, put it in the jar. That man is not going to be the same man in 30 years. In 30 years, it's going to look like oil. In 30 years, it's going to look like crystal, something else. I want them Israel to know that they can do anything. They can do anything, honey. Says Ari, honey resembles malchut. We have seven kinds that Israel was blessed by. There's wheat, barley, grapes, fig, pomegranate. Then we have olives, and we have honey. From dates. Honey, doesn't matter. Shadarit says those seven kinds that we have in Kabbalah, it's the so-called the habits, the methods of Hashem, the Sfirot. It says honey is Malchut, the kingdom of Hashem. Therefore Hashem made it to taste like honey. So the man tastes like honey, it means it's directly from Hashem. One before that, Is it on olive oil? Eretz Zit Shemen, olive oil. Is it called Kedusha Yesod? Come by. Come to look. Rabbi God, the man was honey. It was Malchut. Since we ran away from our Sinai, we slipped down. Now we slipped down to Yesod. It says it's called Kedusha. It says, therefore, the man tastes different. Because you don't want to have the yoke of Torah on you. Hamim said, look, all of a sudden, they all sit down and cry. He said, why can't we get married to our aunt, to our sister? How can we cannot have two sisters, our wives? What all this halachot of Kedusha? He said, you know why you got it now? Because now you're in a lower level. Now Hashem is tasting you, testing you. Now you are by oil, you're not by honey anymore. Oil is much lower than honey. Since therefore they're complaining. They're complaining about the food. They're complaining, how come I cannot get married to this, get married to that? What happened to you? Yesterday you didn't have this complaint. It's not new. Moshe didn't tell it to you yesterday. Moshe told it to you 11 months ago. That you know you cannot marry your aunt. You cannot marry your sister. Get divorced from them. And says, do you have it got married? This Yocheved is dead. Yocheved was Amram's aunt. Yocheved is dead. Finished. He says, today Hashem said don't. He says, why are you complaining today? I said, because today the man tastes different. Today the Torah says the man tastes like honey. Like oil. No more honey. Oil, says the Zohar, down. You went down the stage, now you start crying for nothing. He says, I want to marry my aunt. He said, what happened to you? What happened? Hashem doesn't want you to marry. I says, now the whole system, so-called, went down. And that's what the Torah says, it's a whole tragedy. And that's when you read the Torah, it's not what happened to our fathers in the desert. He says, the person himself has to be careful. He says, even when you choose something, while you're chewing, you should have a pasuk in your head, you should have a book in front of you of Torah. Don't read a newspaper, Chas Shalom, or read books on this. He says, where you chew, you have to make sure that the food has Hashem inside the food, says Rabbi Chaim Vital. That is a guarantee the food will not harm the person. So it's not, I'm careful what I'm eating. It doesn't help. It's not enough, it's kosher food. It's not even super kosher food. It means nothing. He says, you need Hashem's inside. Hashem is inside in our time only via the Torah. That's why Hashem tells us that the story in the Torah, that all these people died. Why? Because they don't want Torah. They don't want Torah. So they ate the meat. They choked on the meat. It was a warning. They should have heard what Moshe said. So Moshe said, you have to go back to Har Sinai. You have to have a Torah in your lifetime, that's a guarantee for life. Amen. Amen. Amen.